Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Monday. The Packers somewhat back in the building. They'll undoubtedly have meetings and workouts and things like that. First practice won't be until Wednesday, although they'll probably do some kind of walkthrough today. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur later this afternoon. But right now, it's time to hear from you fine folks after the Packers' Christmas victory over the Cleveland Browns. No style points, obviously. A little too close for comfort at the end there. I will say, though, some of the hand-wringing I've seen after this game is all a bit much. If Davante Adams catches that third down pass in the last offensive series, the entire feeling around this game is different. And I love that play. I love that throw. Obviously, it's right there. Davante just dropped it. And then, obviously, the ensuing part of the game happens and it gets a little too close for comfort, but you take wins and you don't apologize. As I said in gut reactions after that game, the road to the Super Bowl is not a red carpet. It's the river of shit that Andy Dufresne crawled through to get his freedom. You get the W and you move on. And that is all that matters. And next up, obviously, are the Minnesota Vikings coming into Lambeau Field on Sunday night. Who knows? Maybe if the Packers get that win and the Cowboys lose, the Packers can rest Aaron Rodgers for that final game, but we'll see. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. 5 sacks, 4 picks. Defense did their job. Offense couldn't stay on the field majority of the game. LaFleur will need to bring back last season plays. He's been doing that intermittently, but it's not quite that simple. It's got to be stuff that they've repped starting back in the summer. There have been times when they've shown, you know, some kind of lean into last year's stuff. But ultimately, you got to remember, the Cleveland Browns have an incredibly physical front on both sides of the ball. That's why they were able to run all over the D. But then on the defensive side, I thought I was fine with the play calling as far as trying to run the football. The only call I didn't really understand or appreciate was the toss on third and one, running behind Bedden Braden, who'd had all of 2 snaps at that point in the game. But I don't mind trying to run out the clock. I mean, that's what you do with a lead in the fourth quarter. Again, I'd probably prefer they used A.J. Dillon, but these are nitpicks. But to your point, yeah, they did have trouble staying on the field. You would like to see them convert a few more third downs. Obviously, again, and just like I said, Davante catches that pass, we're not even having this conversation. The whole feel and look of that game is totally different. But I wouldn't say the defense did its job in the sense of Cleveland was able to move the ball, especially on the ground, which is what I expected. I knew they had a very physical front, even without J.C. Treader. The right side of that offensive line absolutely dominated. But that said, yes, they were certainly opportunistic on the back end. Obviously, Baker gave them more than a few, but lots to work on. No question about it. Johnny, thanks for the super chat. Eking out a win at home in a game where Rodgers was near perfect, the defense had 4 turnovers and 5 sacks is odd. I will take it. Come on, December football. It is odd. It was a bit of an odd game, no doubt about it. But again, never apologize for winning in the NFL, especially if you're in line to host a couple playoff games and get a bye. It's all that matters. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Road to the Super Bowl is an asteroid field, and Rodgers is our Han Solo. I like it. I like it a lot. Alex, it's 2022 soon, not 2019. Run D needs to step up. I think they've been a lot better than most people give them credit for throughout the season. Cleveland is a very good running team, and they have a great back, and they have a very talented offensive line, very physical offensive line. I pretty much, you know, expected some of that. I didn't expect the Browns to stop running the ball at the end of the game. That was a bit mystifying to me. I mean, I'll take it, obviously. But they've been good and solid throughout the year. I wouldn't put this one performance and paint the entire season's defensive brush with it. That's just not me. Dave, thanks for the super chat. 2 games left of the regular season. How are the weeks so long and the season so short? It's crazy, right? It's the NFL, baby. We spend all week anticipating and getting ready, and then it's 3 hours and it's over, and it's like you blink and all of a sudden you've got 2 weeks left. It does feel like we just started training camp. It's kind of odd. It's time to get hot. Other playoff teams are there. Don't underestimate the Cowboys. They beat a beat-up division opponent at home on a big stage. Now, everyone's going to talk about the Cowboys like their shit don't stink. don't get it twisted. They are a very talented team, but that is just one win. It doesn't count as two. Doesn't give them any extra anything. It's one win in a week-to-week league. That's all it is. They're not getting hot. They just beat up on a bad team, and that's it. Dom Vito, thanks for the super chat. How worried should we be about the run defense? Are we just bend, don't break? Just talked about it. It's interesting that one team is able to run all over the Packers, and it's, oh, my God, the run defense. They're a really good running football team. This was to be expected. I have zero worries about the run defense. None. How crucial are Dylan's reps now going into January? Love the 1-2 punch with Jones. I would like to see him get the ball more, especially in December in Lambeau Field. The weather's turning. It's getting harder to tackle when it's cold. You know, you want to, you know, get physical with these guys. I think AJ is your best bet in doing that. I understand wanting to get Jones touches. I understand he was very productive last week, or two weeks ago against the Ravens. I think they had the same kind of idea in mind against the Browns. I would have liked to see a lot more AJ and then utilized Jones towards the end when they're tired a little bit and with a big lead. And then bring Dylan back in as the hammer. But they love their rotation. Ben Searmans is the one who essentially makes those calls. But I'm with you. I would like to see a little bit more, a lean into Dylan's usage a little bit more. I feel like Packers fans are still scarred from the 49ers running all over the team a few years back, which leads to overreaction to the Browns rushing attack this week. Michael, there's probably a lot of truth to that. I very much agree with that assessment. Do I think we were lucky against the Browns? No. Something I witnessed at the game, all the bloody TV timeouts. Do you think this has an effect on the gameplay for teams, Nags? They all got to deal with it. I mean, every professional football player is used to TV timeouts. There isn't a guy in the league that hasn't had to deal with it. Every team does it. Every single game, every single week. It's part of the gig. So in the sense of, does it take teams out of a rhythm? Maybe possibly a little bit, but no more so than any other team. Everybody's got, it's like weather. Everybody's got to play in it. Everybody's got to deal with TV timeouts. Landon, thanks for the super chat. It's frustrating to explain to non-Packers fans how important 13 is to our team. He isn't flashy, but he just works hard. Nobody understands. Let him sleep on Lazard, man. That guy is a baller. Talk about doing the dirty work. It's so crazy to watch him whenever they motion him in line next to the tight end or the offensive tackle. And you know there's a good chance they're going to run his way. And he just obliterates and takes, like, he seals defensive ends. Like, that is not a common thing for a wide receiver to do. Yet he does it with regularity. Yeah, Lazard is legit, man. You talk about a true football player in the absolute truest sense of that phrase. He is a football player, and I love him for that reason. Think we get Cobb back for the playoffs? Deep in the playoffs, maybe? We'll see. I mean, he looks good on those videos he posted. But, you know, those core injuries, they're tricky, man. I don't know. We'll see. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Why, when the first 15 plays-ish are drawn up by the offensive gurus, do they consistently struggle? Hope you had a fantastic Christmas. Great question, Matt. No idea. I keep telling him. I asked Matt on transplants. Why don't you try something different? Try buttoning it up and running the football. But as he said, I did find this interesting. You saw who our quarterback was, right? Yeah. I'm with you, man. I wish they'd try a different approach, but not going to happen. What's interesting, too, is for the last 2 weeks, actually, the last 3 weeks, they've come out of the halftime with their script, and they've really done well. Whatever they do at halftime when they sequence, resequence plays they haven't called yet, it works really well. They come out gangbusters. But for whatever reason, maybe it's the lack of practice for Rodgers. I don't know. But these early scripts are just tough to watch, and they do not do a good job of executing on Sundays. There you go. Alex, thanks for the super chat. By the way, I was right. Cook is unvaxxed. He's likely out. Cool. We'll see. Porkmaster, thanks for the super chat. Thank you for being level-headed. I've been freaking out after I told my dad we are good at tackling 3 weeks ago. And since then, it's been worse. Matt, point blank said, that was the worst tackling game they've had. No question about it. The one against the Browns. That was absolutely atrocious, and they know they have to do better. The game feels very different, way different if 21 holds onto that pick as well. 21, the linebacker had a near pick as well. There were a bunch of ifs. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. How special is it that this was my first NFL game in person? It feels really special. Dylan, absolutely. Merry Christmas. Hope you had a great time. Oh, that's awesome, man. I'm so glad you were there. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. How many starters sit Lions if clinch first seed Sun? You guys got to type in English, man. How many starters do the Packers sit? I would think a number of them, but we'll see. Got to beat the Vikings. That's all that matters. That awkward moment when you extend your extended family is at your house for Christmas and you scream naughty things at the television. Come on, Brandy. Every Packers fan does that. We all know that. Razul, Packers defensive MVP. I mean, he's got a case for it, right? It's hard to say no. All Packers wide receivers, please catch the football that hits you in the hands, even in the cold. January is coming. You know they have one of the lowest drop rates in the league, right? You know that, right? Just making sure. Everyone's on the same page. Chase, thanks for the super sticker. Accidental Hero, thanks for the super chat. For weeks, I've hurled nasty insults at Mace when he kicks. Then, boom, he delivers out of spite. I feel dirty, but it works. Do I stick with it? Of course. You don't fuck with a winning streak. Absolutely. Any word on Kiki in concussion mode? He was actually out of the concussion protocol, and he was a healthy scratch against the Browns. So we'll see what Matt has to say about it later today. Pending Christmas with Bears fans was a perfect day. Spending Christmas with Bears fans was a perfect day. Hey, big win for the Bears yesterday. Hopefully they extend Nagy. We'll see. Let me give a shout out to our friends over there at DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 in free credits with their first deposit. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and check out all they have to offer, including same-game parlays, player props, live betting, and so much more. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, don't forget about the DraftKings Fantasy app. They are offering millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Cheesehead. That's what you want, folks. That's what you want to do. Landon, thanks for the super chat. If Z is able to come back this season, do you think we'll see him play more inside next to Kenny? Or will he rotate with Gary and Preston? I think it'll be a bit of both, actually. I think they'll still kick him inside at times. We saw that against the Saints in his, 18-snap debut and exclusive appearance this year. I think they'll rotate him a little bit on the outside. No question that they want to get him on the field. Especially early, though, you have to think he'll be on somewhat of a pitch count. So, yeah, I do think we'll see some instances where he's lined up inside, though. I don't think that will be the default. Thanks, Mark. 300 plus people watching and only 40 likes. Come on, people. Yeah, come on, people. Happy New Year. Thanks for doing this. And all push like. Thank you, Bernie. Very nice of you. What else we got? Sorry, Nags. Crowles was tough to digest. The atmosphere was epic, though. It's not for everybody, but it's for me. You're one of those, though, huh? Good stuff. Any word on 33? I heard you got banged up late in the game. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out later in the day when we hear from Matt. He'll hopefully give us some kind of update. And if not, we'll get word on the injury report on Wednesday. Sell out DraftKings. Ryan, I don't know if you know this, but this is how I pay my rent in New York City. So when people approach us about partnering, yeah, I end up partnering with people so I can pay my rent. Thanks for joining us here in 2021. Have a good day, Chief. H. Carrington, thanks for the super chat. It's not DraftKings' fault. I took the Chargers over Houston. I like it. T-Man, thanks for the super chat. Is there a chance that Za'Darius Smith has already played his last down as a Green Bay Packer? Yes, there is a chance. But never tell me the odds. Here's a like. You rock, Danks. Thanks, Noah. -2 game time temperature for Sunday. Now we're talking. Bring that dome team. Let's go. Let's go. Give me a battle-tested team in the playoffs any day. Al, why are you talking sense? This is the internet. People don't talk sense here. I live in Banky space. I'd actually like to live in Banky's basement. It's really nice. I've been in there. He's got a great collection of Packers memorabilia that I could just hang out with. Oz Osborne, always throwing down. DraftKings is awesome. They beat me this week, but I'll get them next week. There you go, Oz. I know you've made money on there, buddy. Hi, Nags. How impressive is sweeping the NFC West and AFC North in the same season, in your opinion? Somewhat impressive. But again, you know, it's that thing I always talk about in the offseason. You know, the schedule gets put out and people talk about what's the tough matchups and who's got a tough schedule. And inevitably, after the first three or four games, everything changes as far as who's tough and who's not. Of course, injuries take their toll and teams look different. COVID this year, running rampant all over the league and changing the makeup of teams. So, I mean, it's a nice accomplishment, but I don't, you know, is it a major accomplishment? Not really. Why does Aikman still hate the Packers? Y'all need to chill on that. He does not hate the Packers. Landon, thanks for the super chat. What did you think of Aaron Jones' segment that aired on Fox? Did you get the chance to see it? Almost had me in tears. Guy is so special. Landon, I did get to see it. They had it. They put it up on their Twitter. Fox Sports did. And I retweeted it into my feed for anybody who hasn't seen it yet. Highly recommend seeking it out. Incredibly emotional segment. Aaron's just that guy, man. He's so good. Such a nice dude. To couple with his talent, which of course is amazing. His family is incredible. Gotta obviously feel for the guy losing his father who meant so much to him. 100% very much recommended. If anybody hasn't seen it, definitely seek it out. Can we talk about the extension by Lazard on the record-breaking TD? What's funny, Dawson, is that something that like could have ended in disaster if the ball slips out of his hand, you know, and flies forward and out of the end zone. That's a touchback. You know, that's why some coaches tell guys never to do that. But when you get a touchdown, it's fucking awesome. And of course, it was awesome on that play. And I loved Aaron talking about how it's like one of the core basic concepts, one of the first things he ever learned in the league. Love it. Absolutely love it. And if you haven't seen Tyler's tribute to 443 on the Cheesehead TV Twitter, highly recommend checking it out. Talk about goosebumps. It's pretty awesome. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please join me and AJ Dillon for Carry the G tonight. No Corey, because LiveX is gearing up to, once again, as we do every year, handle the live stream of the ball drop in Times Square. So Corey is going to be very busy with that pretty much all week. But I will be here on the YouTube channel tonight with AJ Dillon and our fabulous guest panel. So please join us tonight live, 7 p.m. Eastern, for Carry the G. Please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.